I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Certain names resound deep within, evoking a symphony of emotions. For me, that name is Nancy Graves, my beloved grandma. Grandma Nancy painted the world with stories from my earliest memories, sharing her passion for books. She would weave enchanting tales, bringing their characters to life with vibrant readings. Each character danced across the page, voices resonating melodies only she could orchestrate. Storytelling was an immersive experience, engaging me in games and infusing each story with irresistible charm. Those moments around the dining table were magical, creating a tapestry of wonder. The attic in her home was a portal to a treasure trove of wisdom. Dusty bookshelves held tales from eras past, stories that took me through time, space, and emotions. We embarked on journeys across mountains, grassy fields, snowy hills, deserts, and civilizations, encountering different cultures, facing giants, and experiencing moments of laughter and sadness. There, amid those pages, my imagination soared, guided by her retired teacher's wisdom. Grandma ceaselessly sought new ways to captivate me, sparking that early flame for reading. Our adventures did not stop in the attic. The basement held its own allure. An ancient kitchen set became our stage for make-believe house and culinary exploration. But beyond the confines of walls, her backyard was a thrilling sight. We built sandcastles, played soccer, roasted marshmallows, and made snowmen during winter. In the embrace of the swing crafted by Grandpa Dean, she made me feel cherished in every moment. Birthdays were grand affairs with specially baked cakes, games, and custom-made toys crafted by her and Grandpa Dean, fulfilling my secret wishes. As I grew, she became my mentor in arts. Her home was adorned in art pieces, each with a tale unearthed from exhibitions, a canvas for our shared curiosity. Summers meant visits to the zoo, with flamingos and polar bears becoming our subjects. Her volunteer work at the zoo meant intriguing insights and animated lessons about the animal kingdom. Christmas was enchanting. Her intricate handmade advent calendar unraveled daily mysteries, a tradition she lovingly shared. The trip to our house echoed with joy, my brother and I chanting, "Over the hills, through the valleys, to Grandma's house we go." Inspired by our favorite book, Little Red Riding Hood, filling the car with anticipation. Sadly, in 2020, my beloved grandma succumbed to cancer. Amidst grief, I uncovered a startling truth. She wasn't my biological grandmother. My mother revealed a poignant tale of a chance encounter that forged an unbreakable bond. Grandma Nancy had welcomed my immigrant mother with immense warmth and support, defying societal norms and transcending conventional expectations. She was an unwavering pillar of support, guidance, and love in crucial family moments, a beacon of radical hospitality that altered destinies. Grandma Nancy wasn't a grandmother by chance. She was family by choice, leaving an enduring impact that continues to shape my life.